In a trip that included two high-dollar fundraisers in California, Mr. Obama's Denver event was geared to what the campaign calls grassroots supporters. Most paid between $250 and $500 for a ticket to see the president speak briefly in a ballroom at the Hyatt Regency Hotel.
We have come too far to abandon the change that we fought for over these past years.
In a roughly half-hour speech, Mr. Obama touched on everything from military issues to gay rights. He also narrowed his attacks on Republican challenger Mitt Romney, taking aim at his economic and tax policies. The president said under his watch, U.S. manufacturing jobs are on the rise for the first time since the 1990s.
I'm running to make sure that the next generation of high-tech manufacturing takes place in Denver, in Cleveland, in Pittsburgh, in Charlotte.
While the president was courting his base in a key swing state inside the hotel, a small crowd of Republicans gathered on the street below. Amy Cook drove down from Greeley to protest the president's energy policies, waving a sign at passing drivers that read, "Mothers in love with fracking." While she seemed lukewarm on her party's presumed nominee, she didn't hide her views of the president.
4 more years of him is a disaster. It's a disaster for my kids. It's a disaster for my grandkids. It's a disaster for my family. It's a disaster for our country. I will not vote for 4 more years of him.
President Obama carried Colorado easily in 2008, but this year the race is predicted to be much closer. Recent campaign finance reports have shown Mitt Romney to be closing in on the president's once wide lead in donations.